This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Startup India program is not just a scheme, but a rainbow vision that connects diverse sectors with new opportunities. Addressing an event marking a decade of Startup India on National Startup Day in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister said the Startup India mission has become a revolution in just 10 years, fostering a new culture across the country.
Bharat ke yuvaon ka focus real problem solve karne par hai. Hamare wo young innovators jinhone naye sapne dekhne ka saahas dikhaya, main un sabhi ki bahut bahut sarahana karta hu. 10 साल की ये जर्नी सिर्फ एक सरकारी स्कीम की सक्सेस स्टोरी नहीं है ये आप जैसे हजारों लाखों सपनों की जर्नी है सिर्फ 10 साल में स्टार्टअप इंडिया मिशन एक रिवॉल्यूशन बन चुका है भारत आज दुनिया का थर्ड लार्जेस्ट स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम है
The Prime Minister said courage is essential for enterprise, praising the youth for taking risks and noted that risk-taking, once discouraged, is now respected in the country. The Prime Minister also lauded the role of women in the startup ecosystem, noting that over 45% of recognized startups in India have at least one female director or partner. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also visited the exhibition area at the event and interacted with exhibitors. Union and Commerce Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said in the last decade, a big change has been brought in the startup ecosystem under the leadership of the Prime Minister. Startup India was launched on 16 January 2016 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a transformative national program to nurture innovation, promote entrepreneurship and enable investment-driven growth. The objective of this initiative is to make India a nation of job creators, rather than job seekers. The BJP-led Mahayuti poised for a big victory in Maharashtra, with a massive edge on most of the 29 municipal corporations, including Mumbai, Pune, Pimpri, Chinchwar, Kalyan, Dombivali, Nashik, Thane and Navi Mumbai. Addressing media persons in Mumbai, the Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Devendra Fadnavis, said that the Mahayuti alliance had contested the civic polls with a clear focus on governance and infrastructure under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He thanked the people of the state for a record-breaking mandate. In the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation, till last reports, the BJP has won 70 seats, while the Shiv Sena has secured 21. The Shiv Sena UBT Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray faction has managed 48 seats, Raj Thackeray's MNS has won 5, and the Congress has secured 19 seats. In Thane, Shiv Sena has won 34 seats, BJP 17 and NCP 4. Congress has won 5, Sharad Pawar's NCP SP 5 and Ajit Pawar's group have won 4 seats. The Shiv Sena UBT could manage only one seat. In the Pune Municipal Corporation, BJP crossed the majority mark of 83 seats in the 165-member house, paving the way for a single-party government. In Nagpur, BJP is leading in 104 of 151 seats. Congress is leading in 33. In the Chhatrapati Shambhaji Nagar, BJP won 52 of 115 seats, while AIMIM emerged strong with 24 seats. A Delhi court today sent 5 accused in the Red Fort blast case to judicial custody till the 13th of next month. The accused include 3 doctors and a preacher. The National Investigating Agency's plea was allowed for Dr. Adil Rathar, Dr. Shaheen Saeed, Dr. Muzammil Ganai, Maulvi Irfan Ahmed Wage, and Jasir Bilal Wani, who were arrested for allegedly aiding terror attacks ahead of the 10th of November blast that killed 15. Judicial custody of 2 others, Yasir Ahmed Dar and Nasir Bilal Malla, was also extended. 9 accused have been arrested in the case so far. The government has blocked 242 illegal betting and gambling website links. Sources said that so far, over 7,800 illegal betting and gambling websites have been taken down, with a significant increase in enforcement actions after the passage of the Online Gaming Act. Sources added that today's action reflects the government's commitment to protect users, especially youth, and to curb financial and social harm caused by illegal online betting and gambling platforms. And that is the end of this news bulletin.